Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Damian Cozzole, director of Nightlife. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, hello.
First question is kind of the obligatory question. Would you like to tell our listeners what your film is about and the story of your film?
Well, The Nightlife was inspired by a real event which takes place in Ljubljana, capital of Slovenia, in 2010. Three bull mastiffs mauled to death their owner, a well-known doctor. They found their body naked in the snow and blood everywhere, which was very interesting. Lying next to him, there was a huge wooden dildo. I mean, really huge dildo. So you can imagine that the tragic death launched a huge, massive scandal in my country. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what's happened, but the media speculated that the doctor was having sex with his dogs. Right. So there was hundreds of articles, thousands and thousands of comments, bloodthirsty, crazy. And I followed all this and I thought, what would be worse, to be killed by dogs or to be killed by people? And that was a trigger, and that's the first situation in the film. But later film goes on my way, so it's more film about society, not about if the doctor has sex with dogs or no. It's more film about fear. It's more film about some basic questions of European society.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I feel like in the film also you allow the viewer to imagine to come up with their own conclusions about certain things of the story and of everything else. That was intentional.
Yeah, that was intentional. That's why I didn't want to put so many informations about the characters, because I wanted that the spectators should feel that it's more about general fear, because in my opinion, we live in society where fear is a driving force, fear of not only danger power of media, also fear of losing jobs, fear of Brexit, fear of refugees, fear of contemporary art, if you want. Mm-hmm. So fear is everywhere, unfortunately. 20 years ago, there was not the same. Right. But nowadays, fear is everywhere, and fear is so good ground for manipulation.
Yeah, this is interesting what you're saying, because the concept of fear also translates in the movie, in the sense that sometimes in some of the scenes you allow the camera to stay there for a long time, and it's almost like the viewer witnesses the tension. We were talking about it with the actors earlier. There's a scene in which we see the body for the first time, and we're allowed to stay on the setting of you know where the body is. And it becomes really like, what's going to happen? But it's also very real. So my question to you is, the tension in the film is also very real. There is a realism in the film, too.
Well, thank you. I like your your comment. Well, it's my starting point was a little bit weird. Mm-hmm. On one hand, I wanted to do film with some genre position. But on the other hand, I wanted to do kind of anti-thriller. So anti-film, without resolution, without knowing too much about the characters. Because in films, in generally, we always want to know motivation. We want to know what he's thinking. And when he's talking, we knew that it's true when the character's talking. But in my film, nobody knows what they are thinking, and if and when they are talking, if they are talking the truth. So let's say it's anti-film. It's not film, it's anti-film, and it's anti-thriller.
Yeah, and so does that translate to the way in which you work with the actors as well?
Yeah. So for this film, I need only the best actress and actor in my country. So that's why Pia, that's why Marco, and that's why Jernej, who is not here in Karlovy Vary. So it was such a pleasure to do with them. But we did quite a lot of rehearsal. We talked about a lot about the characters, because it was not easy for the actors to do that kind of characters, because there was such a lot of such a small things to catch it, you know, as a character, because they didn't know. Even Pia asked me many times, you know, do I know more or no?
Yes. And so I will follow up with this question. Is the way in which you work with the actors, given the nature of the characters, sometimes the actors know more about the characters that you've written? It sounds ironic, but is that something that you welcome in the way that you work?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that, because even, you know, during the process, I changed the script quite a lot. Mm-hmm. Not intentionally because of the actors, but because I tried to find the right atmosphere, the right mood. There was almost 15 versions of the script to find the touch which I like it and which is final touch of the film. So there are some indications that probably the characters knows, especially the main the female character, mm-hmm. knows more than she is showing in the film. But I didn't want to tell, and I didn't want to show in the film more than it is, because I think that it's up to the spectators to give the conclusion and to have some own idea about what's really happened.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to the story of the film. You said that it's inspired by true events. Does it come with certain responsibilities?
Well, of course. Even this film is not based on the real event. It's just inspired, because it's only one scene which is very tough and which is very indicated and very important for the Slovenian society. Mm-hmm. But but nobody abroad knows about this weird situation about dogs and about this poor doctor. So it is responsibility when you deal with the real things, especially because the doctor died, and you have to have some decent touch. But as I said, he was killed two times. One first time by dogs, and the second time by people. And if you ask me, this film is a kind of rehabilitation of his position. Well, yeah, I'm sure that I'm talking about wild, crazy people commenting on internet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't want to judge anything about private life. Yeah, I'm just showing the position, and I'm just showing how you, me, or the main character in the film could confront with such a weird, strange situation in one night.
There you go. I think, it is a very interactive film. I felt that too, actually. Final question. The film is finished now. Where are people going to be able to see it? Is it going to be screening at any other festival anytime soon?
Yeah, yesterday was a world premiere. We got invitation for Motovun Film Festival in Croatia. And there is a line of some other festivals, so it will be possibility to see film all around Europe, yeah.
Wonderful. And can I ask you, are you working on anything at the moment?
Yeah, I'm working. I'm always between feature films, always working on some documentaries. So I'm doing some documentaries about contemporary art, which is my pleasure always to do some small films between, let's say, big films. And so I'm always preparing something, because my position is that the director is alive only if you are preparing something. Oh. If you don't prepare another project, you are not alive.
I think that's a fantastic quote to finish the interview with. Thank you very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. All the best.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.